Hey guys, welcome to September 3rd, and we are talking about one other of my favorite hymns, and this hymn was written in the 1600s, but it was first published in 1709. Can you believe that we still sing a song in our church that was written over 300 years ago? This hymn was written by a man named Thomas Kinn, and Thomas Kinn was orphaned as a child but had a heart for ministry, and so he ended up as the Winchester College chaplain. And I want to read something that Richard Neal Donovan wrote about him. It says this. It says, Kinn established an excellent reputation at Winchester and was eventually appointed chaplain to King Charles II. When the king decided to visit Winchester, he sent word to Kinn that Nell Gwynn, who was the king's mistress, was going to be staying at Kinn's house. So Kinn not only mounted loud objections, but also hired workmen to remove the roof to his house so the king could not enforce her lodgment there. So he refused to house the king's mistress he was having an affair with. And then it says, in that time and place, an act of rebellion against the king could cost a person his head. But King Charles was impressed with Kinn's courage. Not only did he allow Kinn to live, but he even appointed him sometime later to be the Bishop of Bath and Wells in England. It says, some years later, Kinn was one of seven bishops who refused to sign King James's Declaration of Indulgence. And for this act of rebellion, he was arrested and imprisoned in the Tower of London, but he was later tried and acquitted. And then he died of natural causes in 1711. So you're probably wondering, what is this hymn? That's one of my favorite hymns. I'll give you a hint. It only has four lines in the entire hymn. And that hymn is what we call the doxology. Now, if you grew up Catholic, there's lots of different doxologies out there that are sung in Catholic churches. But this doxology that we sing is four lines long. And the word doxology comes from two different Greek words that are put together. Doxa, which means glory, and logos, which means word. So literally this means a word of glory. So it's bringing glory to God. I'm going to read you these stanzas and the question that each of these stanzas answer. So the first stanza tells us why we are to praise Him. It says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. So it tells us that we're to praise Him because all good things come from Him. That sounds like a good reason to praise Him, doesn't it? The next question that's answered is, who is to praise Him? It says, praise Him, all creatures here below. So all creatures on earth, all creation is to give praise to God. Then the third line tells us to what extent we are to praise Him. It says, praise Him above ye heavenly host. So praise Him above every other thing, even the angels. And then the fourth line tells us, or answers, who is it that we are really praising? The first stanza tells us that we're to praise God. The last stanza tells us who God is. It says, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The triune God, or we call it the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to praise God, and we're going to praise God because of the why, the first statement or the first stanza, the first line of this poem. Why we praise Him? Because all blessings flow from Him. Let's thank God for our blessings today. Lord, thank You that all blessings flow from You. I love that thought of Your blessings flowing out of You and flowing on to me. God, as we go through this day today, May we be so focused on feeling your blessings flow on us, regardless of what's going on around us. Lord, may we remember that all blessings come from you. May you help us to see blessings in our day-to-day and to remember that your blessings flow onto us. Thank you for that wonderful gift, and we're going to choose to praise you today.